Welcome to Dose of Depth Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Lukovich, and I invite you to explore what's beneath the surface of all sorts of things, including your own life. Through conversation, stories, and education, you'll see what you couldn't see before, find new meaning in old events, and even discover a new sense of purpose out there in the world. Let's get started. In this episode, I read a blog post I wrote just a couple weeks ago. But before I get to it, could I ask you a favor? If you're enjoying Dose of Depth podcast, would you mind rating the episode, writing a comment, sharing it, and would you also consider being a $5 monthly financial supporter? It really does help because I do it all on my own. On to the blog post. It's titled, Need Your Ass Kicked? I don't know where the moon is in its monthly cycle, but this is turning into an interesting week. Of course, it all started with a dream. Rob Thomas, the lead singer of Matchbox 20, and I are sitting in a car. He's driving, and we're listening to a song, Someday. And I say, I love this song. Then there's a scene change. I have to pee so bad. I find a bathroom, one that's like what you would find in a campground. I'm looking for a toilet and I can't hold it anymore. Fuck it. I just pee right on the concrete floor. Then I hear someone else coming in and I rush to find a toilet to finish up. I couldn't wait to dig into this one. I had gone weeks without remembering a dream and I needed one so badly. I count on my dreams to bring me little breadcrumbs and clues that pull me into my unknown future because I'm still a little chicken shit sometimes. The YouTube video of the song pulled me in. Rob Thomas pulled me in so much I wanted to marry him. The images of the parade reflecting peace, love, and tolerance had all plunged into the deepest parts of me. I cried. It had been so long since I had a cry. I was excited about it. What did Rob Thomas represent for me? Why did the lyrics speak to me in this moment and not any other? The unconscious works in mysterious ways. My emotional reaction told me there was something significant going on. I'll save my lecture on the importance of crying for another post. The prior day, I had woken up feeling anxious in a way I haven't for quite a while. It was such a weird feeling, familiar and unfamiliar. It was a relief to realize that it had been some time since I felt the anxiety that had been my constant companion over the past 3 years. And then I got it. I am growing the capacity to feel abundant again. That feeling of going after things and not worrying about whether it's going to work out. I journaled a quick summary of my life. Act one had been living life on my terms, ignoring signs along the way, and then it all falling apart. Act two has been 10 years of unraveling, following an irrational calling to pursue an education for unknown reasons, finding meaning, and surrendering to uncertainty. Every time I let go, peeling back the layers of protective armor, I have been rewarded with joy and pleasure. I have been tricked into the most ironic relationship with a man 17 years younger. Of course that wasn't going to work, but it didn't matter. That relationship facilitated deep connection with myself, capital S, the bridge to source which allowed me to unleash creatively. We always circle back around the old stuff, though. I had found new purpose, published a book, launched a podcast, started a business, but then I got nervous all over again. I couldn't see my way into my unknown future. I longed for the arrogant confidence of my 20s. Damn it. Experience and wisdom were getting in my way. I've been staying small, and it's time to go big or go home. Ah, that was the meaning of peeing, releasing that old need-to-know feeling. I survived the last 10 years. In fact, I have been thriving. Don't cave now, I told myself. I'm back, but as an entirely new version of the old me. Stay tuned for what's coming. Act 3. What does all this have to do with ass-kicking? Well, this week some clients have needed some ass-kicking, but I wouldn't have seen it without realizing that I needed to kick my own ass too. How are you feeling about your life these days? Do you need someone to kick your ass? Are you procrastinating something but you don't know why? Are you afraid to end a relationship that you know needs ending? Do you think you're doing what you're doing for other people when really you're making it about you? Are you defensive when something doesn't go your way? Is rage bubbling up from the surface because you don't know how to get out of your self-imposed prison? Your mind doesn't have the answer, and simply venting isn't going to bring the solution. 90% of you is unknown to you. Science backs that up. Read that again. Most of who you are is driven by unconscious forces. If you want to get off the hamster wheel, you're going to need to learn a whole new language. The language of the unconscious, which speaks through symbols, metaphor, images, emotions, high blood pressure, anxiety, conflict. You know that saying about how doctors make the worst patients? You need a partner in your life, an expert in the language of the unconscious, a witness to your journey, someone who believes in you more than you do right now. I'll kick your ass, in a good way. If you go to DeborahLukovich.com, you'll find a button where you can schedule a free exploratory chat. I can't wait to hear your story. If you're not ready for a coach, my soul book will introduce you to all the ways your unconscious is trying to get your attention to explore the deeper meaning of your life. You can also find links to buy my book on my website, or you can listen to me read each chapter on Dose of Depth podcast. Thanks for being a self-reflecting human. Until next time. I'm your host, Deborah Lukovich, and you are listening to Dose of Depth podcast. To get updates on new episodes, my writing, and how I teach my clients to get to know that deeper part of themselves, go to DeborahLukovich.com. Oh, and if you're not ready for a coach, learn what my clients know in my book, Your Soul is Talking. Are you listening? 5 Steps to Uncovering Your Hidden Purpose. You can check it out on my website or get it on Amazon.